This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're talking this week about what we can do in ministry to the people around us and what God must do. We talked about Elijah building that altar in his demonstration of who was really God and putting the wood on it, putting the sacrifice on it, and then calling on God to send the fire. And God did, in an amazing way that transformed the hearts of the people of Israel, renewed their commitment to God. Well, if it had only been what Elijah could do, it would have ended with him building that altar. Only God could send the fire. And we looked yesterday at the Apostle Paul, who really wasn't a great speaker. He acknowledges it himself, that he wrote good letters, but his personal presence was unimpressive. His speech was contemptible. But his ministry was in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, he said, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. It wasn't what Paul could do, but what God did, and God got the glory. So the question remains, how can we experience the power of God in our lives, accomplishing what we never could accomplish in ministry to the people around us? No matter how many seminars we attend, no matter how many skills we master, no matter how many people may be coming to things we organize, or how many friends we have that we just want to reach with the message of Jesus Christ. How do we get the fire of God to fall on our ministry into people's lives? Well, Paul gives us a clue in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 to 22. He says, "Now in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, that is, those beautiful dishes you put in the china cabinet and just bring out for special occasions. In a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Now, flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." Well, really, now we are getting down to the heart of the issue. The key to having the power of God anoint your ministry is not in how well you build the altar. It's not in what you do in your ministry to others, your special words that you use, or whether your words are good or bad when you're talking to your friends. The key is in your inner life. The question God wants you to ask today is, am I the kind of person on the inside that God wants to use? And if not, do I care enough to do something about it? How badly do I want the power of God to be demonstrated in me? How much do I desire to be his weapon in the spiritual war that's raging in the lives of the people around me? How much does it matter to me to have God's fire fall? Can I live with just building a nice altar in my ministry to people? See, if you don't value the work of God in your life and ministry more than you value just keeping your life the way it is, more than you love your sin, then it's never going to happen. If you are satisfied with what you can do in the lives of the people around you, then go ahead and have a go. But if you're desperate for what only God can do, look what Paul says. Cleansing. If a man cleanses himself, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be the vessel for honor. What do you need to bring to God today, to bring out into the light and ask him for cleansing and tell him, I need you to work through me, and I want it worse than I want this thing in my life. I give it to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.